Celebrating the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's 50th anniversary, Roger Schmidt was not attending a champagne gala. He was home on his couch recovering from a cold. Although the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is a summer program, it requires vigilance and effort year-round to sustain. Or, as Schmidt puts it,
keeping our camp alive year to year is like keeping a fire burning in a southeast Alaska rainforest. You turn your back on it for a second, and it's not even ashes.
Not even ashes, just cold, wet dirt. Over its five-decade history, the camp never was fully extinguished, but it came close. Initially, it was housed on the campus of Sheldon Jackson College. When the college ran into financial trouble, the camp moved to Mount Edgecombe High School. Year to year, there was never certainty about where the camp would be held or even if it would be held. A former camper, Schmidt arrived on scene in 2000 and realized that the fire had not quite gone out.
It was on its, you know, last legs once again. But what happened is when I taught at it, even though there weren't a lot of students there, I was so moved by how much they cared about what they were doing. And I realized that it was a much smaller camp that year than the camps I had gone to as a kid, but it was still the same spirit, had the same value, and that value to the kids where they felt like this was a spot where they felt like it was their place. And for many kids, the only place they feel like is their place.
Now permanently housed on the former Sheldon Jackson College campus, the camp has nearly 700 students registered for this coming summer from Alaska and all over the country. Schmidt considers this the rebound year after a full closure in 2020, running at 50% in 2021, and a recovery year in 2022, when managing the pandemic still loomed large over camp operations. Beginning at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, registration opened for 2023, and 200 students signed up within the first 4 days, many in the first few minutes. Schmidt says this is a student-led phenomenon and one that he is grateful for.
The thing is, we never made anybody do it. The kids did it, meaning we have all these teenagers that the first thing they do in their year is they sign up for camp. And to me, that is like, it's just so touching. It's so motivating. It's so inspiring to think that over 200 students out there that decided that the first thing they would do in the year 2023 was sign up for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
As of press time, there was only one opening left in the high school camp and three places in the middle school camp and a few places in the musical theater camp. Schmidt doesn't overlook the fact that reaching a 50th anniversary, though very significant for an Alaskan arts institution, necessarily means things will get easier. There will always be battles, challenges, and obstacles. He credits everyone involved in the camp for their help making it this far. When asked what the secret to success was, to fanning that flame, Schmidt didn't hesitate. "It's willpower," he said. "It's people who care and who care a lot who are keeping it alive." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.